नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। निम्नगानं यथा गंगा देवानामचितो यथा वैष्णवानां यथा शंभो पुराणानामिदं तथा नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयो मुदीरहे। टेक 16। कस्त्वं निगूढश्चरसि द्विजानां बिभर्षि सूत्रं कतमो अवधूता कस्यासि कृततेहापि कस्मात् सेमाय नाश्चेदसिनोत शुक्लः कस्त्वं निगूढश्चरसि द्विजानां बिभर्षि सूत्रं कतमो अवधूतः कस्यासि कुत्रतैहापि कस्मात् सेमायनश्चेदसिनोत शुक्लः। प्लीज रिपीट।
त्रयाभिगमः
कस्तम निगुडा चरसी द्विजानाम मिबार से सूत्रम कस्यासि कुत्रत इहापि कस्मात् इमायनस्य ददसिनोत शुक्लः कस्तम निगूढश्चरसि द्विजानाम् बिभर्षि सूत्रम् गतमवधूतः कस्यासि कुत्रत इहापि कस्मात् सेमायनस्य ददसिनोत माताजिस् टू वर्ड मीनिंग कस्तम हु आर यू निगुडा वेरी मच कवर्ड चरसी यू मूव विद इन दिस वर्ल्ड द्विजानाम एमंग द ब्राह्मणास और सेंटली पर्सन्स बिभर्सी यू ऑल्सो वियर सूत्राम The sacred thread belonging to the first class brahmanas. Katamah, which avadhuta, highly elevated person. Kashyasi, who are you? Whose disciple or son are you? Kutratayah, From where? Ihapi, here in this place. Kasmat, for what purpose? Semaya, for the benefit. Na, of us. Chet, if. Asi, you are. Na uta, or not. Suklaha, The personality of pure mode of goodness, Kapil Dev. Translation and purport, Srila Prabhupada Dwara. Srila Prabhupada ki? Translation. King Raghugana said, O Brahmana, you appear to be moving in this world very much covered and unknown to others. Who are you? Are you a learned Brahmana? And saintly person. I see that you are wearing a sacred thread. Are you one of those exalted, liberated saints such as Dattatreya and other highly advanced learned scholars? May I ask whose disciple you are? Where do you live? Why you have come to this place? Is your mission in coming here to do good for us? Please let me know who are you. But Maharaj Raghugan was very anxious to receive further enlightenment in Vedic knowledge because he could understand that Jad Bharat belonged to Brahmana family either by disciplic succession or by birth in a Brahmana dynasty. As stated in the Vedas, Tad Vignyartham Sa Gurum Eva Bhi Gacchet. Raghugana was accepting Jad Bharat as a guru, but a guru must prove his position not only by wearing a sacred thread, but by advancing knowledge in spiritual life. It is also significant that Raghugana asked Jad Bharat which family he belonged to. There are two types of families, one according to dynasty and other according to disciplic succession. In either way, one can be enlightened. The word suklaha refers to a person in the mode of goodness. If one wants to receive spiritual knowledge, he must approach a bona fide brahmana guru either in disciplic succession or in a family of learned brahmanas. ओम अज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानंजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी ऋषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिय। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। ओम विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण विष्णाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नमस्ते। सरस्वती देवी गौरवाणी प्रचारण निर्विशेष सुन आदिपाश। हरे कृष्ण। सो बिफोर बिगिनिंग आई वुड लाइक टू बेग ब्लेसिंग फ्रॉम ऑल असेंबल डिवोटीज सो आई कैन डिस्कस ऑन दिस हाईएस्ट लिटरेचर श्रीमद भागवतम स्पेसिफिकली सीनियर डिवोटीज जगत आत्मा प्रभु एंड अदर सीनियर डिवोटीज प्लीज ब्लेस मी सो आई कैन डिस्कस ऑन श्रीमद भागवतम एंड प्योरीफाई माई सेल्फ। सो फ्रॉम लास्ट फ्यू डेज वी आर डिस्कसिंग द कन्वर्सेशन बिटवीन द रघुगण महाराज एंड जड़ भरत। द किंग रघुगण वॉज नॉट ओनली अ नॉर्मल ऑर्डिनरी किंग, ही वॉज वेरी मच वॉन्टेड टू लर्न दिस स्पिरिचुअल साइंस स्पिरिचुअल नॉलेज एंड ही वॉज इंक्विजिटिव। सो टू नो द दिस एब्सोल्यूट ट्रूथ ही डिसाइडेड टू ट्रैवल फ्रॉम सिंधु देश टू ऑलमोस्ट कलकत्ता बंगाल टू गंगा सागर टू रिसीव दिस स्पिरिचुअल नॉलेज फ्रॉम लॉर्ड कपिल देव। सो वाइल गोइंग एज ही वॉज किंग सो ही वॉज लिटल बिट पफ्ड अप ऑल्सो फ्रॉम हिज पोस्ट एंड पोजिशन बट सेम टाइम ही वॉज एलिजिबल कैंडिडेट फॉर रिसीविंग द ट्रांसेंडेंटल नॉलेज विच इन टूडेज वर्स और अर्लियर वर्स सुखदेव गोस्वामी इज क्लेरिफाइंग। सो वेन द किंग Raghugana was passing on his palanquin with his servant, those who are carrying the palanquin, in between they, one of them got tired and injured, so they replaced with this Jad Bharat who was living like very deaf and dull person. So they thought he is a very ordinary person, so they engaged him to carry palanquin. So I will not go to all details. We will connect these verses before that. When King Raghugana was started to chastise Jad Bharat because he was not walking properly, because he was wanted to take care of all ants and other living entity and scriptures while walking. So he was walking very carefully so other ants and other living entities should not get any killed or any injury. So he was sometimes jumping like this and walking in zigzag movement. So that time King Raghugana was very much disturbed because palanquin was moving here there. Because sometimes we travel in car, we might be having this experience. Sometimes driver puts emergency brake, then passenger gets disturbed. Similarly here King Raghugana was started chastising. Ki, who is this? Why you are not carrying palanquin properly? And he started chastise. Then the other servant they told, we are walking properly master, but this new person who joined recently is not walking properly even though he is very strong and stout. So here King Raghugan first he says, you are such a strong and stout but still you cannot carry properly palanquin, so you are fat and so many things he is saying here, you are dull, you are crazy, I will chastise you, then you will come to your senses and you will understand after giving you punishment. So after that, hearing all this chastisement from King Raghugan, Jad Bharat started to speak. First time here we can see Jad Bharat is speaking. Otherwise in early story when we have discussed, we have seen that Jad Bharat always, whenever somebody says something, he used to behave differently only. he always behave like deaf and dull, like mad person, crazy. He never responded things accurately. Somebody says go right, he will go left. They will say wash hand, he will not wash hand. Like this he always used to behave, but here he started to speak. He said, King Raghuvana, my dear king, you have said you are rascal, you are dull, crazy fellow, I am going to chastise you. Then you will come to your senses. In this regard, let me say, although I live like a dull, deaf and dumb man, I am actually a self-realized person. What will you gain by punishing me? If your calculation is true, I am madman, then your punishment will be like beating a dead horse. There will be no effect. When a madman is punished, he is not cured of his madness. Here, Jad Bharat speaking very high philosophy, ki you may consider me like deaf man or dull, but I am very self-realized person. Because he saw here the qualification of Raghugan Maharaj to instruct him. So, one person is required to be eligible to even receive the instruction, because he was very inquisitive. Otherwise, how he could travel from almost Sindhu Desh to Ganga Sagar? Because he wanted to know the highest knowledge. That's why, by mercy of Lord, he met in between the Jad Bharat. It says, ki Brahman Brahmite kon Bhagyavan Jeev, Guru Krishna Prasade by Bhakti Lata Bij. So while rotating entire so many universe, one may get very fortunately a Guru or mercy of Guru and Supreme Lord. So here, when a living entity comes and takes shelter of Supreme Lord and wanting to learn highest knowledge, then Krishna favors and he sends the Acharya or somebody Guru or somebody authorized bona fide person to guide him for advancement of spiritual knowledge. So when King Raghugan heard this instruction from Jad Bharat, he came to know he is not ordinary person. One of the places Srila Prabhupada saying, I was reading yesterday, Prabhupada says, ki person may be look very nicely, he might have dressed very nicely, very good looking, but actually when you will know the person, as soon as he speaks you can recognize what is this person. He may be look very nice, brahmana or some other qualities from externally, but you can come to know only when he speaks is what is actually. So talking is what you talk, that you walk. That Prabhupada always used to say. So here Jad Bharat is saying, ki even you call me madman and you try to punish me, then what is the use of punishing the madman? Suppose we go so many hospitals, you know, mad hospitals and all, but there you won't see ki they are punishing the patient, because they will not understand, because they are already mad. So here King Raghugan saying, you are mad also, and he wanted to punish also. So Jad Bharat is refuting this statement and explaining him ki there is no use of punishing me, even though he is not madman, he is saying like this. So next verse Sukadev Goswami saying, because of his tattva jigyasa, because he wanted to know the absolute truth, Jad Bharat here shown his mercy on him and instructed him with highly knowledge. So after that, when he heard this instruction, King Raghugan got very amazed, and today's verse is speaking according to his understanding. First he was thinking, who is this ordinary person? So first question is asking, Kastam Nigudas Charas Dvijanam. So when he saw Jad Bharat, after he heard from him instruction, so first he observed that he was wearing a sacred thread on his body. So first question came to his mind, ki who are you? Are you Dvijanam? Are you a Brahman? Because such knowledge cannot be taught by an ordinary living entity. So are you a Dvija or who are you? Because he was wearing the sacred thread. Then next he is asking, ki are you Avdhuta? means a highly elevated person, because we can see highly elevated person also sometimes they travel for the benefit of the normal living entities. So here he asking ki, are you the Dattatre or you are Kapil, Lord Kapila Dev? So we can see this in the page of Srimad Bhagavatam ki, how this great personality used to travel for the benefit of the common people. Like I was reading yesterday about 9 Yogendras. Now 9 Yogendras are liberated souls and they can travel freely to any planets. Demigods planet, earth planet, heavenly, Brahmalok, other planets for preaching. And they can, nobody can stop them because they are very highly elevated. Similarly, for the benefit of common people, they go and preach. Like Chatush Kumar also, they keep on traveling, they speak on Srimad Bhagavatam, and whenever required, they give the instruction to the living entity. Like in 4th canto, when Prithu Maharaj performed the yajna, so after 100 yajna, when he stopped, when Lord Brahma told him, ki, okay, 99 is enough. So after that, 4 Kumaras appeared, and they were very happy on Prithu Maharaj. And they instructed them ki you have done very nice job and glorified him. So this Chatush Kumar, like Brahmacharis, Bhagavatam suggests ki those who want to remain Brahmachari life, they should take shelter of this 4 Kumaras. How to remain and pray them so one can remain this celibate life and practice Krishna consciousness. In this conversation of with Prithu Maharaj, these 4 Kumaras, they have given even solution also how one can purify senses and remain always in devotional service. The instruction they gave to the Prithu Maharaj, ki once you develop the attachment to glorify the Supreme Lord, then your mind and senses will be not disturbed. Then you will be always remain in Krishna consciousness and the service of the Lord. So this solution already given by Chatush Kumar, ki how one can remain always in the service of Lord. So like this 9 Yogendras and even Dattatreya, Lord Dattatreya also, he also keep traveling for the benefit of the conditioned soul and preach them Krishna consciousness. Not for just, you know, we sometimes go for our enjoyment here, there we travel, but this all elevated devotees, they don't travel for their own self-interest. We can also see in the life of Srila Prabhupada, ki how he traveled from Vrindavan to America, and he traveled almost more than 40 times this all entire world. So he traveled for the benefits of the common people. Because of instruction of his Guru Maharaj, he went to America and preached them and gave them benefit of Krishna consciousness. So if this all great authority will not go here there, including Narad Muni and all, so these acharyas, our like Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, they all have taken this mood from all these great elevated devotees, ki you should travel and preach and benefit to the common or general living entities, those who are forgotten the devotional life, and remind them. Like there are so many, King Raghugan are waiting for receiving the knowledge, but who will give them? So these devotees, acharyas, they come, they give in form of, they go personally, and Srila Prabhupada also has done one additional in his Vani form. He printed so many books. So now everybody can associate Srila Prabhupada through his books and get instruction from the books. And we can see in our movement, so many people got benefit of through the Srila Prabhupada books, through his Vani. So when one gets the association of devotees, the desire for material things, the note of the material desire gets cut from his heart. That specifies in Srimad Bhagavatam and clarifies the all desires, and he goes for spiritual life. As soon as he hears from the Vani or Vapu, any form from the pure devotee, this ऑलरेडी सेड बाय नरोत्तम दास ठाकुर कि वैष्णवास माय ओनली ऑर्नामेंट इज द डस्ट ऑफ द लोटस फीट ऑफ द वैष्णवास इन इज वन ऑफ द सॉन्ग ही सेज व्हाई बिकॉज वैष्णवा कैरीज द लॉर्ड हिमसेल्फ इन हिज हार्ट एंड दे गिव्स एवरीवेयर लाइक श्रील प्रभुपाद यूज्ड टू से इवन दो आई एम इन अमेरिका आई एम इन वृंदावन सो डिवोटी कैरीज वृंदावन मूड एवरीवेयर एंड बिकॉज ऑफ दिस मूड पीपल गेट्स प्यूरिफाई एंड कम्स टू द स्पिरिचुअल लाइफ सो दीज आर द इंस्ट्रक्शंस आर गिवन बाय ब्रह्म दिस फोर कुमारास एंड दत्तात्रेय एंड चतुष कुमार एंड नव योगेंद्रस सो इन दिस इज अकॉर्डिंग टू दिस वर्स एंड पर्पट श्रील प्रभुपाद इज मेंशनिंग अबाउट स्पेसिफिकली टू पॉइंट्स कि वन इज क्वालिफिकेशन ऑफ ब्राह्मणा एंड क्वालिफिकेशन ऑफ द स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर होम यू कैन एक्सेप्ट एज ए गुरु सो वी विल डिस्कस ऑन दिस टू पॉइंट्स ऑल्सो लाइक हियर प्रभुपाद सेज तद विज्ञानार्थम स गुरुम एव अभिगच्छेत रघुगण वॉज एक्सेप्टिंग जट भरत एज ए गुरु बट अ गुरु मस्ट प्रूव हिज पोजिशन नॉट ओनली बाय वेयरिंग अ सेक्रेट थ्रेड बट बाय एडवांसिंग इन स्पिरिचुअल लाइफ सो वेन येस्टरडे आई वॉज प्रिपेरिंग वन ऑफ द लेक्चर आई वॉज हियरिंग श्रील प्रभुपाद वन लेक्चर इन श्रील प्रभुपाद सेज कि ब्राह्मणा शुड बी नोन बाय हिज क्वालिटी नॉट बाय हिज अपीयरेंस बिकॉज इन द सोसाइटी वी नीड फर्स्ट क्लास ब्राह्मणास फर्स्ट क्लास ब्राह्मणा मीन्स क्वालिटी नॉट ओनली बाय द ड्रेस लाइक हियर श्रील प्रभुपाद सेइंग इन पर्पट कि वन शुड नॉट एक्सेप्ट गुरु बाय सेक्रेट थ्रेड He should have quality also. So in today's society, we can see ki how people are following such gurus, bogus gurus, without their any bona fide or any like disciplic succession. People are accepting the guru. Yesterday, Sundar Chaitanya Prabhu was telling me this point for the lecture ki how. Today's society is going very wrongly and following the sadhus. Recently he was telling me the one incident of Satya Sai Baba, ki how Satya Sai Baba, he claimed himself as a god, an incarnation of God. And all of you know when he died, so many, you know, gold, 2-3 rooms of gold people, you know, got. So he was collecting so much gold and Prabhuji was telling ki once he was declare ki on this date I am going to show my Vishwarup. Like we all we have seen in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna shows his universal form. So similarly one day Satya Sai Baba was decided and informed his so-called disciples to show on specific day his universal form. And everybody gathered on that event and occasion and venue. Okay, chalo, we are ready today to see universal form of Satya Sai Baba. But Prabhuji was saying when he arrived that place, then he said, oh, today, no, there is not good weather, maybe some, you know, cloud and rainy season. So today our program is cancelled. Today I will not show universal form. Some other day I will show universal form. So what kind of this god are they are depend on weather and nature. They want specific situation to show their universal form. Wherever we see in the pages of Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna never think he created the situation according to his desire. Like Lord, when Krishna when appeared in the midnight of 12 o'clock, all things become favorable. It's not like he thought, "Arre no, today is Amavas Rat and too much heavy rain, I will appear next day. Because this time place is not good, I should not appear, otherwise there will be trouble." But whenever Lord comes, all things become auspicious automatically. When Gaurang Mahaprabhu appeared, everybody was chanting Hare Krishna and Hari Bol. And everything become most auspicious. There is nothing like कि लॉर्ड नीड समथिंग शुड बिकम फेवरेबल देन आई विल कम ही डजंट वेट फॉर दैट एज सुन एज ही वॉन्ट्स टू कम थिंग्स बिकम ऑटोमेटिकली ऑस्पिशियस and everybody welcomes him and helps him. There is no Subh Murat for appearance of the Lord, but you can see in this case of such so-called Babas, they need some favorable situation to appear. So, we devotees should preach to the general mass of people ki how to accept the Guru and the spiritual master and what are the qualification and qualities one should check before accepting the spiritual master or Guru, spiritual knowledge from whom. So, here Raghugan Maharaj was stressing this point. First he wanted to know, who are you? You are from where? So, various questions asked. May I ask whose disciple you are? First question is this. He is asking whose disciple are you are? Who are you? Tum kiska shishya? Aise nahi, somebody says, I am self-incarnate. I don't have any guru. Then he is bogus guru. Prabhupada says he is not guru, he is guru. And then where do you live? Why you have come to this place? All these questions he is asking. Where you are living? From where you are coming? And why you came here? And what is your mission? All this question is cross-checking with Jad Bharat to check his authority. Ki from he accepted Jad Bharat as his guru, but before accepting he is checking also whether this guru is bona fide or not, disciplic succession or not. He is learned in this spiritual science from his spiritual master or not, or is self-incarnate like we can see in today's world, this Baba, that Baba. So here Srila Prabhupada, one of these purpose is says ki today's people are just learned scholar. They do big education, and what they learn? They learn only how to eat, sleep and have sexual intercourse. And Srila Prabhupada says ki for this thing you don't require big university. You can learn by your own, like animals. Srila Prabhupada specifically are saying that animals, they don't go any university to learn all this, eating, sleeping, mating and defending. They learn by naturally. And today's institutions all made to teach same thing, which already animals are doing. So Srila Prabhupada is saying no need to do. Only human beings should know, be still, always receive knowledge from advance and should inquire from spiritual life. That's why our Vedic Sutra philosophy starts with Athato Brahma Jigyasa, not Athato Roti Jigyasa or Nokri Jigyasa. Here Brahma Jigyasa, that is a Brahman. One who knows the spiritual science, Brahman, he is known as Brahman. Brahman is not just by putting the thread. That's Srila Prabhupada here specifying. And further Srila Prabhupada says, if one is born in Brahman family, but if doesn't have quality, then he should not be accepted as a Brahmana. But one is born in Sudra family, and is created, suppose he trained to acquire Brahmanical quality, and then he becomes Brahman, then he should be accepted as a Brahmana, even though he is born in Sudra family. So Prabhupada says, this Krishna conscious movement is made to create the Brahmanas, to train the Brahmanas. So without training the Brahmana, one cannot become Brahmana, just by Brahmana. So Srimad Bhagavad Gita already specifies the qualities of Brahmanas. Peacefulness, self-control, austerity, purity, tolerance, honesty, knowledge, wisdom and religiousness. These are natural qualities by which Brahmanas work. So Brahmana means these 8 to 9 qualities also, not only the thread. So if you want to train first class man, then you should have qualities like this. This is Srila Prabhupada stressing in the purport. Because without controlling senses, no one can progress in spiritual life. In the preface of Nectar of Instruction, Srila Prabhupada says, in all spiritual affairs, one first duty is to control mind and senses. Without controlling mind and senses, no one can make any advancement in spiritual life. So, if you want to, anybody wants to come in spiritual life and want to progress, then first duty is to control mind and senses, which this verse says, peaceful, self-control and austerity. Here we can see can be seen in the life of Jad Bharat. He was very peaceful, never disturbed.
like Raghugan Maharaj chastised him so much, but he was not disturbed. Ki, why you are telling me fat? Why you telling me thin? He said, I am neither fat nor thin. I am a spiritual soul, spirit. Then he said, okay, you are mad, you are dull, you are dumb, you are deaf. He said, I am neither this also, I am soul. So he was not disturbed why you are telling like this me. And so many people used to chastise him, his father, his brothers. They even put him into, you know, farming community also, just ask him to stand here like a statue and help. And everybody used to engage him, whoever find him in the village, they give him any service. But he will never disturb. So this all quality we can see in the life of Jad Bharat. That's why Srila Prabhupada specifying ki all these Vedas, Brahmana's duty is to thoroughly study all Vedas. Not to do only karma kand and roam around, but do the daily morning one should get up Brahmana and do the studies of the Vedas. Then he can preach to the people. If he himself don't know how he will preach, then also Prabhupada saying ki Brahmana should come in the platform of mode of goodness. Because goodness means to study scriptures. And goodness means elevated. He will take all decision on cool and calm. And he will do penance also, tapasya also. Without that, one cannot have a progress. So one may ask, ki how to do all these things? Because we are practicing so long time, but still we have problem of mind and controlling mind and senses. So solution is given in 8th canto, 9th chapter, 21 verse. So Lord himself saying, the personality of God said, my dear king, even the entirely, sorry, this is instruction of again Vamandev, Lord Vamandev. This instruction is given in 5th canto, 8th chapter. Ki whenever we engage our senses, these senses gets purified. And one gradually develops the taste for the devotional life. And thus his mind and senses will be more purified and more can control. We cannot control artificially. This recommended is given in this also Lord Brahma's prayer in 10th canto. He is saying to the Lord, he is praying, ki these gopis are very lucky. And through the senses of this gopi, we drink the nectar of your pastimes. Because how they can drink the nectar? Because all senses are managed by 11 demigods. So Lord Brahma is saying, we 11 presiding deities of the various senses headed by Lord Shiva are most fortunate. Because the senses of this devotee of Vrindavan are cups through where we repeatedly drink the nectarian honey of your lotus feet. So this is a formula for all of us devotees, those who are engaged in service. As much as we engage our senses and mind in the service of Lord, all demigods will cooperate with us and they will help us to do more service. And their thing will be automatically controlled. It's not that separately you have to control senses. One should be definitely careful about his roaming mind and senses. But as much as you increase, glorify the Lord and increase your service, that much you will be less disturbed by all these elements, and all demigods including Lord Shiva will help you. This praman is given in Srimad Bhagavatam. This is 10th canto, 14th chapter and 34th verse. Otherwise this censor will be never satisfied. That was the point which I wanted to say about Lord Vamandev. When Bali Maharaj asked, why you asking only 3 step of the land? Why you don't want more? He said, even though you give me entire heavenly planet and everything, my senses will never satisfy. So one should be satisfied whatever is requirement, minimum needs. So in this instruction also he is saying, and all demigods and their exalted qualities such as religion, knowledge and renunciation become manifest in the body of one who has developed unalloyed devotion for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This verse is in 5th canto. Yasyati bhaktir bhagavate ankinchana sarve gunes tatra samaste sura harava bhaktasya kuto mahat guna manorathena sati dhavato bahi. When we come into service and engage in the spiritual life, and all qualities which we require will manifested automatically. And at the end, next verse, King Raghukan was, why he was so much inquisitive about knowing about Jhar Bharat, next verse he is saying, because he is saying, I am very fearful of committing offense at the lotus feet of Vaishnava. I am not fearful with the Indra's thunderbolt and Lord Shiva's trident also, or neither Agni Dev nor Vayu Dev. I am not fearful from any demigod or any other thing, but I am very fearful from the offense of the Vaishnav Aparad. So here we should learn ki how much is very important to deal with Vaishnavas and not to offend them. This is next verse, so I will not speak much. This Narottam Das Thakur already glorifying in his one of the prayer. So I will read that and I will like to stop. Oh brother, please hear my words with rapt attention. The lotus feet of Vaishnavas are the most treasure of this world. Vaishnavas continually take shelter of the Lord and Krishna and worship Him. They never abandon their Lord. They are liberated. The water that has washed the lotus feet of Vaishnava bestows devotional service in pure love of God. Nothing else is as effective for attaining this divine love. I place dust from the lotus feet of Vaishnavas upon my head. I wear no other ornament. So here Narottam Das Thakur, even rejecting all purifying water also, he is saying the water from the lotus feet of the Vaishnavas is highest, even though compared to other purifying water where we go and take bath and try to purify ourselves. And dust of the lotus feet of the Vaishnavas is the our ornament. So I would like to stop here. Hare Krishna, before taking question, I would like to thank His Grace Vamandev Prabhu and Sundar Chaitanya Prabhu for helping me to understand this subject matter. Thank you. I would like to take any corrections and comments.
Hare Krishna Guruji. Thank you very much. Wonderful enlightened class. About you spoke about Brahmanas and how the spiritual master you have to select. I just wanted to give one comment. That I was hearing one sannyasi, he said, if you love Krishna, how your love towards Krishna will be shown? You love each and every Vaishnava. And who is Vaishnava? Even if he is chanting once Krishna name, he is the Vaishnava. And Krishna is residing in everyone's heart. That is why there are three class of categories, Kanishka, Madhyam and Uttam. So in that state, we can say, if we want to love Krishna, then first and foremost things, we have to love devotees. That is why in ISKCON also we have seen, take devotees care. Most of you know, GBC, they are more focusing on this point. So, first thing for stepping ahead for the devotional service is that taking care of devotees. And more and more we have to be very, very careful while dealing with the devotees, even a neophyte or a senior devotees. That's what I wanted to say. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for the nice class, Prabhu. Something came to my mind was just like Jhar Bharat when he spoke, then immediately the king realized he was such a great devotee. Similarly, when Prabhupada sent his disciples all over the world, people took them for insignificant. But when they started speaking, Bhagavad Gita as it is, Srimad Bhagavatam as it is, the science of Krishna consciousness as it is, then the world actually started giving a lot of respect. And before you know it, in no time, the whole country was following this 22, 23 years old Western disciple of Srila Prabhupada, who initially people thought they were just some crazy people. But then they became initiating spiritual masters, they became the leaders of society, they became the Swami, the Acharya family, and so on.
Thank you. Hare Krishna, so we stop here. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.